No, that's too much makeup. I'm not trying to look like Latoya, please.
Man, hey, man, I'm telling you, man, you don't know who you sweating. Me and Martin are boys. They're going to ask him.
I saw him sneaking through the back door. Should I call security?
Nah, he's cool. Let him chill. He's cool.
That's right. Now back up off me, Slim. Back up. Stab that way. Ooh, man, hey, man, the dude take his job a little too seriously, Martin, man. Come on, he act like he you. He ain't no star.
Hey, Cole. He's doing his job like he's supposed to. It's like you're supposed to be doing yours, so what's up, man?
Nah, man, took the day off. You know, came down here to support my boy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, cool, well, good looking out. You saw that's cool? Because you can't afford to lose no job, Cole.
Man, please, I'm way smarter than my boss. Look, I called in sick today, right? Mm. Told him I had the 24-hour walking Ebola.
And if he believes that, they should fire him, right? So what's up? What, you gonna kick it backstage with me or in the audience?
Nah, I think I'm gonna kick it in the audience. I saw a thick honey down front.
Wait a minute, I saw baby too. She was so big, she was sitting next to everybody. I'm your host, Martin Payne, and today's topic, parents who are more down than their kids. Let's meet the Duke family.
Hi, I'm Daisy.
Hello, I'm Luke.
And these are their parents, Mom, Pa, Duke.
What up, Money Grip?
What's happening, home skillet?
Right on. Okay, well, look, y'all are more down than your kids. I mean, what's up with that?
Boy, it's like this, homie. When me and Ma had these kids, we didn't think they was gonna turn out to be straight-up suckers.
They all like Snoop, Wu-Tang, Biggie, none of them. They straight busters.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa, these are your kids. Don't you think you're being a little hard on them?
Yeah, that's how we feel, Martin. I mean, we think our parents should be listening to Chubby Checker or Johnny Mathis, people like that.
Ain't nobody trying to listen to them lyrics.
Word?
I mean, come on. How you supposed to Tootsie Roll off some Johnny Mathis? You know what I'm saying?
My bad.
I'm gonna be chilling right here in the audience. My Duke.
Now, you see there, Martin, we can't take them anywhere without them embarrassing us.
Y'all be embarrassing us, too. Sitting over there looking like you straight out of Happy Days.
What about the way you were dancing all wild with that man?
Y'all bugging. I don't mind if my G parties with somebody else.
Word up, because me and my shorty, we down like that.
Question.
We're not ready to go to the audience yet, Cole.
Martin, come on, man. I'm your boy. Let me ask him a question, man.
Man. All right, make it quick, man.
All right. This for the parents. Excuse me. Who your favorite rapper?
Well, you know LL is hard as hell. Kumo D's all right with me. And Wu-Tang be doing that thing.
Another question.
Nah, no more questions, Cole. Now, we gotta go to the phones. Caller, are you there? Who do you want to talk to, the parents or the kids?
Neither. I want to talk to the fool in the audience asking all the stupid questions.
What?
Fool? Oh, damn, he you talking about me? Hey, go ahead. It's me, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, Cole, this is your boss, Mr. Proctor. I just called to tell you, you're fired.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Say you fired, Cole. You fired.
Gina, look, I really appreciate you giving me this side job. You know, brother got bills to pay.
Oh, please. I'm just sorry you got fired, Cole.
Girl, shoot. It ain't your fault, you know. I'm just worried about my boss, though. I don't think he's gonna give me no recommendation. I'm just worried ain't nobody else gonna hire me, you know?
Cole, somebody will hire you. I mean, you're kind of smart.
Yeah.
And you, you don't look for trouble. Trouble just kind of finds you.
Yeah. Well, Gina, I'm just glad that I got friends like you that got my back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you, Tommy and Pam, yo, y'all came through for a brother, you know, and I ain't gonna let y'all down.
Hey,
I promise.
Hey, that's what friends are for, okay?
Okay, stop. Now look, you say you want the ceiling fan in the bathroom.
The bedroom, Cole. The bedroom. Make a left, Cole. Left, Cole. Left. Where's Cole?
I'm gonna kill him. Cole?
Cole, what is wrong with you?
I hired that fool to drain my waterbed, and now I've got an indoor pool.
Well, maybe it wasn't his fault.
He used a knife, Gina.
You would not believe what Cole did this time.
Yes, I would. You should see my waterbed.
Where is Forrest Chalk? Cole. Cole, I paid you,
right,
to wash my car.
Uh-huh.
You yank out my damn radio.
Let me see that, Tommy. Jensen, oh, damn, my bad. I thought it was a pullout. No wonder you got all them wires hanging out and stuff.
Cole, hey, Cole, you put up my ceiling fan already.
Girl, I was till the fire broke out. You know, seriously, that's why I came out choking. You know, sparks flying everywhere.
On fire, Cole.
Girl, don't worry about it. Your bed ain't burning no more.
What the hell is going on here?
I'm about to put your boy in a hospital.
He can't go in a hospital. He doesn't have any benefits. He got fired, remember?
Yeah, he's been messing up ever since.
Oh, so it's like that. That's cool. That's cool. I thought y'all was my peeps. Y'all ain't gonna have Cole to kick around no more.
See how sad this is. Why'd y'all do a brother like that?
Martin, look, we have done the best we can for that brother to help him out. Now it's your turn.
I don't know why y'all looking at me like I owe him something. I didn't get him fired. He was on your show.
Uh-huh.
Hey, don't be putting that on me, Tommy. Ain't nobody tell him to be tushy rowing with Ma Duke. I didn't tell him all that.
That's your boy. You got to get that brother a job, Martin.
Something simple. Somewhere he won't be tearing up stuff.
Plus, Martin, didn't you say you needed somebody to help you out down at the station?
I said, help me out, Gina, not put me out of business, baby.
Look, Martin, it doesn't take a genius to work in TV. Now, be for real. I mean, look at you.
And it doesn't take a genius to catch a Frisbee in your mouth. Now, does it, Queenie? Huh?
Now, the bottom line is you gotta help that brother out, okay? His heart is in the right place. His mind is just somewhere else.
Gina, all y'all are crazy, okay? It'll be a cold day in hell before Cole works for me. Look, Cole, I know it's cold outside, but I want you to take these boxes to the dumpster.
Check.
No, man. All of them. Every one of them, man.
Okay, got it. Look, man, thanks a lot for hooking me up with a job, okay? I promise you I will not let you down, man. I'm gonna be your eyes, your ears. I got your back.
Just do your job like you're supposed to. Use your best judgment. And hey, it's all good.
Okay.
Because, Cole, when I blow up, ba-boom! You blow up. Okay. You did what I want.
I like it.
All right, hey, Cole. Huh? Get to that dumpster.
Okay. Because when I blow up, you blow up. Excuse me. Yo, Jake. Yeah, you, Slim. Come in. Do you know who I am? I'm Cole, Martin's new assistant. Yeah, so what I want you to do is take these put your hands out. Come on. Take these boxes, thank you, and put them in the dumpster. Yeah, and look here. Do a good job, okay? Because when I blow up, ba-boom! You blow up, all right? You feel me? Hey, man. Hey, get to the dumpster.
Elvin,
What is the holdup? Why hasn't the show started yet, man? I got big things riding on this. Come on, man. We got to get the show moving.
You looking for me?
What's happening, Sir Charles? So glad you can make it on the show, man.
It's all good. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
I think your show is fly.
Thank you, man. Thank you. What did you bring me? Autograph ball? A jersey? Oh, I know. A championship ring. Oh, my bad. I meant to say All-Star ring.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
When we get on the air, you're not going to talk about my personal business, are you?
Oh, no, man. I don't get into all and all that. I ain't messing with you on that. But let me ask you about them Nike commercials. How much they paying you? I was thinking about getting me one. You know
what I mean? I don't know if I can get you one, but I did bring you something.
Oh, snap! To the All-Star game? Oh, man, front row seats, man. Are you going to be playing or are you going to be watching it with me? No, I'm just messing with you.
I'm just messing with you, too. Those are tickets to last year's game.
Charles got jokes in him. You comedian now, huh? Well, look, I tell you what. My assistant, Cole, he's gonna take care of you. Whatever you need, we're gonna treat you like royalty, because anything else would be uncivilized. All right? Now I got to make sure they get this show running right now. Excuse me for a second, y'all. Let's go, guys, or we're wrapping it up. Let's move it.
Hey, look, I said no pork. Hey, what you guys doing? Hope your brother's looking through the want ads, because if Martin catches your lounge on you're gonna be unemployed!
Excuse me, are you Cole? I'm Charles Barkley.
Great. Want a biscuit? Look, if you're looking for somebody to be all over your jock, Charles, I ain't the one. I work for Martin.
Excuse me, old brother. I just want to get you a clip from my movie.
Man, don't nobody want to hear about no movie, Charles. Look, people want scandal, dirt, the real Sir Charles. Know what I mean?
Martin said we weren't going to talk about my personal business.
He told you that. Look, Charles, if you come on Martin's show, you're getting clowned.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Well, you tell Martin to find himself another sucker.
Well, go on then, Charles. Beat it. Fast break out of here.
Just right it is. Yeah, baby, and we're going to have a bomb show.
That's right, baby.
Guess what? Did you take care of Sir Charles?
Yeah, I took care of him. I told him, get to stepping.
You ain't telling no Sir Charles get to step in.
Man, please, I told him he had to roll. Look, don't worry about it. I took care of it. I still got us a guest. I booked the rapping chihuahuas again. Love them.
You booked the rapping to chihuahuas?
Man, all of them.
I'm about to wrap my foot around your neck. That was Sir Charles. Understand, this is an emergency. Look, we had Charles Barkley booked on the show today and I lost him. Okay, well, look, tell Stoney Jackson I'll give him anything he wants. What do you mean he's not available? Well, what about the kid who played Michael on Good Times? The boy was singing and everything. Damn, everybody's busy, man.
Hey, I was almost.
Found it, Martin.
Where was he?
In the bathroom stall. Brother was actually trying to flush himself down the toilet.
It's cool.
For real, man, come on, I'll bench press too. I know you're mad at me.
Look, I'm beyond mad, Cole. When the show's over, so is your job.
Look, Martin, I know I messed up, man, but things ain't that bad.
It ain't that bad? Cole, man, this is a talk show. I don't have nobody to talk to, Cole. Who do I talk to? Here? Am I here?
True that, Martin, but look, please don't stress, man, please. All right, look, I got us into this. I can get us out.
If you really want to make a difference, Cole?
Yeah.
Step.
Well, I guess this be a bad time to talk about that raise I was talking about.
How are you gonna come to me at about... Well, you better hope this is Stoney Jackson or that's your ass. Hello? Stoney! What's up, man? Okay, well, we were just trying to get in touch.
Yo, tell Stoney Cole.
Man, please. Yeah, well, look here. I hope y'all enjoying the show. I want to thank the brother who just left the stage. Please give it up for Stoney Jackson. One more time. I say Stoney Jackson.
All right, Martin, you the man, baby.
You bigger than my tail, down.
Yeah, Martin. Hey,
the show got Stoney.
Yeah, right on. Hey, well, if y'all like Stoney, you're going to love my next guest. How many of y'all like Ice Cube? Oh. Well, Ice Cube ain't here. Yeah. But it's all good. We got somebody just as fly. Look, I want y'all to give it up for the world-renowned Ice Pick, the rapping Chihuahua. Hustle Man.
Nah, you talking about my Uncle Byron. I'm a dog trainer, Chief.
Look, Hustle Man, we are on live TV, man.
Word? Since this is live, let me get a shout out to the rest of the Hustle family. What's up, Hustle Mom, my little Hustlelettes? Daddy love you, be home soon.
All right, well, look, I hear Ice Pick just got off tour.
Nah, yeah, we just did the hot new remix for KC and the Sunshine Band. We just dropped it on them, you know what I'm saying? We still ain't get paid for that yet, you know what I'm saying? We want our money, KC. And as you know, Pick just got out of lockdown. He had that little domestic dispute.
Oh, he had a little domestic dispute. Well, what's up with that?
Well, you know how it is. Get his little poodle he living with be bugging out on him.
Yeah. Okay, well, what's Ice Pick gonna do for us today?
Well, he's gonna do his latest release for y'all.
Well, the way he's sniffing around stage, he better not release nothing on stage, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's see what he got. See what he got.
Kick him, Pick. Come on, Pick. Y'all gotta hype my man up. Hype him up.
Nothing, man.
I mean, don't panic, Chief. Don't panic. You know what I'm saying? We just flew in from the Soul Train Awards. He got a little pet lag.
Hold on for a minute. Yeah, talk to the dog.
I know they ain't paying us no real money, but come on, baby. You got to do something, Pick. It's either this or back to the dog pound, Chief. Now, come on and rap, baby.
Man, please. The damn dog couldn't rap a gift. Now, what's up with the dog?
I admit, he is front, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes he do be front. But if you give me a minute, I got a cockroach in a car that could pop lock better than rerun.
Look, just take your non-rapping chihuahua, Hustle Man, and please, leave the stage.
How about a flea that could moonwalk?
Please, take the non-rapping chihuahua and just roll, man. Step.
We still getting paid for this, though, right?
Man, step. Well, that's our show for today. Tune in tomorrow if we're still here. I'm Martin Payne saying, I don't know. Peace out, y'all. Got me with a dog.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Y'all just in time to get one of my new business cards. Here, take that one. You take that one.
Cole Brown, the man, assistant to Martin Payne.
Cole,
I hope you didn't pay for these things yet.
Nope, and I'm glad I didn't either, because I got to change that to Cole, super producer.
Wait, Cole, I don't know what you're going to be producing. I just saw Martin backstage ripping a payphone off the wall.
Yeah, he even surprised me. I didn't know a little man could reach that high.
Cole, if I were you, I'd get to packing, bro.
Yep, here you go.
Shoot, I ain't worried about nothing. Once Martin sees them ratings, he'll calm down.
Cole, what show were you watching, baby? The Chihuahua didn't do jack.
Obviously, you don't know Martin like I know him, all right? Come on, man. When the man comes through the door, he got to give me my props. Please. Shoot. What's up, Marty Ma? What's up?
Cole, what are you still doing here?
I'm just getting ready for tomorrow's show.
You should be getting ready for the meeting.
See, told you he was going to be cool. What meeting you talking about, partner?
The meeting between my foot and your ass.
What? Wait a minute. Wait. Now, maybe we should go.
Okay, look. Hey, Cole, don't worry about it, all right? Man, look, if you can't find any work, I'll put in a good word for you at my job, man.
You ain't got no job, man!
No, I do. Okay,
I'll
put in a word
for
you.
You know, Cole, out of everything you've done to me, man, this has got to be the worst. Can't believe you. How you gonna do this to me, man? I'm supposed to be your boy.
Look, Martin, come on, man. Look, I know I'm messed up, man, but I got a surprise for you.
Only thing I'm surprised about, Cole, is that I ain't hurt you yet, man. That's the only thing I'm surprised about.
Well, that's cool, then, since it's like that, huh? I'm gonna just go ahead and pack my bags.
I wanted to thank you for giving me the opportunity to get fired. I mean,
Cole, don't try to soft talk your way out of this, man.
Okay, fine. I'm out of here. I guess I better call Charles Barkley back and tell him not to come tomorrow.
Oh, there you go again. Out of everything you did, now you're gonna sit here and lie to me right in my face, man?
No, I'm serious. I got him back.
You got Charles Barkley back on the show?
Yeah.
Well, if you did, how'd you do it, Cole?
No big thing. I just made Sir Charles a little promise.
What kind of promise?
Welcome to Word on the Street, starring me, Charles Barkley. Well, my first guest is the regular host of this show. Please welcome Martin Payne.
Right on. What's up, man? What's up? All right. Don't take this hosting thing too seriously, because you ain't gonna be here that long. It's only for a week, Charles.
That's cool, but right now I got a show to do. Is there anything you want to say to your fans?
Yeah, I like to say something to my fans, especially a number one fan of mine. Cole, got four words for you. Unemployment.
This is not a good time.
Get off me.
Come on,
get off me, your breath.